my friends out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of that World of Warcraft podcast that's never too serious, the best little horde house in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 71 minutes or so with my co-host. Say hello to Extifer.
71 minutes? Wow, that sounds really precise.
I'm guessing tonight that it will be 71 minutes. It's kind of it's a Price is Right type of game. Maybe it'll be a little higher or lower. This is where you bid 72 to piss me off. So.
Okay, I bid 701.
All right. Oh, you're one of those contestants. How have you been, Extifer? How's life treating you?
Life is treating me fine. Just hanging out, having fun, going to the gym a lot still. I've been on a weekly grind to get a really good body.
Are you like buff now? Are you like all like muscle man and all that? Because I haven't seen you in person for a couple weeks, and I don't know, you might like have already...
Saw me last week. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I like to forget these things.
I have better looking arms, I think, but as far as I'm not like Superman. I mean, I wish I was. I wish I had that body that I...
Has anyone walked up to you and said, wow, you have really sexy arms?
No, they haven't.
That probably won't happen either, because I've never heard of somebody walking up to someone and go, you've got really sexy arms.
Yeah, if they do, that'd be really odd, but I'd be like, thank you, now let's go to bed. not really. But I have been working on them, and it's been a lot of work, and they definitely look better. But I told everybody, if I can't get my belly to go away, by the time my tax return comes, I'm just going to lipo.
I'm just going to take the easy way out.
I don't even care. I'm just going to do a little nip and tuck there.
You could go to, not that I think you need it, Extifer, because you've lost an insane amount of weight the way you're supposed to do it. But I saw a weight loss clinic open up right next door to the all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet that I went to last night. It had a weight loss clinic.
Wait, you went to one of those Chinese buffet places?
No, this one is a cook-to-order, so it's not like the troughs have been sitting out all day. It's like they actually – you pick from a menu. It's actually a really good place if you've never been there.
Uh-oh.
I know you're dieting and stuff, but if you just want to say fuck it for a night, I know a great place we can go.
The last China buffet that I had was at a place called China Star, and it was like they had like everything you can think of, including like pizza and...
Yeah, but that sounds like one of those from your mouth to the toilet kind of places, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely not good. And then I learned that it's like a chain. And I learned that they got like shut down by the Food and Health Administration or something like
That's always a great feeling when your favorite restaurant gets shut down by the Health Administration.
It wasn't my favorite restaurant, but anyway...
All right, let's introduce our guests who've been sitting there quietly while we talk about food. And we will get to Warcraft at some point, but, you know, I don't know about you guys, and I play WoW. I like to eat. It's probably why I need to lose a little weight. Anyway, our guests tonight, say hello. Welcome back. These guys were on the show way back towards the beginning in the first few episodes, but they're back tonight. Say hello again to Kat.
Hello.
And Ian.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
All right. Now, you guys...
Still going,
You guys, I don't know if I should say are in Extifer's Raiding Guild or were in Extifer's Raiding Guild, because Extifer, as you know, is on a Warcraft sabbatical right now, leaving to find himself and his fit arms. But you guys met Extifer through raiding, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm in the guild just because I'm his girlfriend.
My girlfriend? That's weird.
And now ain't no one going to believe that.
They adopted me into their I'm kind of part of their raiding guild.
So you're one of the casuals in the raiding guild.
Yeah, I'm actually on sabbatical too right now because the school year started.
You know, it's very common that raiding guilds have like a bunch of casuals, and what casuals really mean is like significant others and little brothers and things like that is usually at least in my experience. So So Ian, have you been raiding? Is your guild still going through all the current content?
Yeah, we're still going strong. This previous week, we finally got down to Heroic Domo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's, we are now 4 of 7 heroic in Firelands.
Wow, that's really good. Are you guys 10 man or 25?
10. No, yeah, we're not dealing with the 25 bullshit.
that's, yeah, it's rough from what I hear every 3 times a week. Anyway, what remind me a little bit about what characters you guys play. What's the main that you play, Ian, that you raid with?
I raid on my mage, and I have only ever seriously raided on my mage. Alt runs on like various other characters, but right now in Firelands, I'm raid leading on my mage and currently working on the staff. So I'm pretty sure they'd be pretty pissed off if I decided to change my mains right now, because I'm pretty close to getting that staff, the legendary.
So you're
like
one...
100 off.
Hmm.
He's like 100 off of like the items that he needs.
Yeah,
and they drop it like big stacks.
Yeah, that, now, I'm close to getting to the last stage.
Did they just nerf the how many you need or something, or?
No, they it's in like 3 parts of actually gathering, and the very last part is the essence quest. You need like 250 smoldering essences, and they drop from dead boss corpses. And they nerfed the rate that they were dropping in 25 mans, boosted the rate that they were dropping in normal 10 mans, and left the rest of it the same.
Oh, well, good for you then.
Yeah, that'll help quite a bit.
Yeah, I had heard the 25 mans really kind of got kicked with that, or at least I think the first part of the quest, like the drop rates were really reduced for the 25 mans, because I know Salacious Pop raids in a 25 man group, and I don't think the people that were currently on the quest were affected, but I think it really screws up how fast new people can get it.
Yeah.
So you were chosen. You were the chosen one in your guild to go after this legendary. How did that work out?
They did a guild vote, and there's actually only 2 of us in the guild that at the time could even be qualified for it, because like there's only 2 cloth casters and an Ellie shaman, and you're not going to give a staff to an Ellie shaman before the cloth casters get it.
So you had to do a guild vote. Did you have to like campaign? Did you?
No, it was just put to a vote, and I've been there the longest, and that's pretty much all it came down to.
You didn't have to talk about like how you think the HPV vaccine is harmful for kids and all that stuff. You didn't have to campaign or anything. All right.
He's doing dailies.
Let me just write that down. No more political jokes. I'll just make a note of that, because they don't work.
No,
all
it's
right.
No more. Right. No more HPV jokes.
So I will refrain from those in the future. All right. So what
and
else?
How they're harmful for kids.
What other characters do you play, Ian, besides the mage?
Well, recently I've been really into my Death Knight and my priest. I have like 6 85s at this point.
Jesus.
Or is it 5?
Yeah, right.
5 or 6. Well, a lot of them I just got to 85 and not 6. A lot of them I just got to 85 and left. I'm like, whatever. I don't feel like playing him anymore.
I couldn't even level one more character to level 85. I just had no patience.
Well, what's your motivation, Ian, for taking so many characters to 85?
Boredom.
I was about to say, is it just extreme boredom or... has the WoW burnout been affecting you at all? I mean, I know you're
yes.
talking about like, oh, how so?
Well, everybody kind of deals in their own way. And like, I'm in hardcore raiding guild. Well, not hardcore. I'm in an intense raiding scenario for a good 12 to 13, 14 hours a week. And by the time it's done, like, I don't want to touch it. I find myself logging on and flying around circles in org a lot. And I don't like that. Because I'm like, why am I even doing this? I should go outside and like get a tan or something, not sit here and fly circles around org and point and laugh at people.
And tans give you cancer. It's overrated.
Yeah, they do.
But so yeah, I was just kind of like dicking around and level gearing. Also, I've been on a fad lately to gear my Death Knight up. I kind of like got their healing gear and their tank gear, stuff like that, and then I was like, whatever DPS, who needs DPS? I push my 4-key and Arcane Blast all day on my mage. I'm good to go. So, but other than that, I've really not been doing anything. I try to find something to do. I try to level a new alt, and I just get bored. So
I've just been dicking around.
But not in Warcraft.
Oh, right. I forgot. This is Warcraft.
Yes, yes. It's Horde House. Horde House, Christopher. Kat, I couldn't help but a minute ago when Ian said something about having five characters on 85, you said something under your breath like, yeah, I know, right? what do you think of your boyfriend's quest to get all these characters to 85?
I mean, honestly, I'm jealous. I have 185, and I've been, like, slowly, like, chugging along. My Death Knight's actually my next highest level at, like, 78 or something like that. And, like, it's just so hard to sit there and, like, do the same, like, Northrend quests and Outlands quests. And I have so many characters stuck in Outlands that, like, I just can't do it.
Me too.
You know,
I actually started leveling a warrior for him, too, just because I haven't even touched warriors, and I kind of was interested in how that works.
Wait, you leveled a warrior for your boyfriend?
I mean, I started, like, I got to, like, 13 or something like that. I didn't, like, actually level one.
You didn't do it too seriously.
No. I just kind of wanted to see what it was like.
I gotta say, though, like, I swear I'm not trying to kiss your butt just because you're, like, a guest on the show or whatever, but you really do sound like you might be, like, one of the best girlfriends ever who, like,
right.
actually, like, supports the boyfriend's WoW addiction and even somewhat encourages it, it sounds like.
Totally addicted myself. Like, I'm like a crack horse scratching over here, like, just talking about it.
Man, you better put
fantastic.
A ring on it soon. All right.
My girlfriend has called herself a crack whore on the internet.
Oh my god, that reminds me of last night's episode, or two nights ago's episode of Always Sunny, if anybody watched that.
Sorry.
There was, you have to see it now that you made the crack whore joke.
I do love that show, but I didn't watch the new season yet.
It's
really funny.
It is.
Anyway. God, Extifer, stop talking about things that aren't Warcraft.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
All right. Well, I'll ask you the same question, Kat. Even though you've been, like, super supportive and so forth in Warcraft, has the WoW burnout that some folks have been feeling, you know, Extifer's left the game, and a lot of folks, you know, we've heard of the decline of almost 1 million people leaving the game. Has that WoW burnout kind of been affecting you at all, Kat?
Kind of. I got really sick of my main, which is a rep paladin. Well, it's technically a prop paladin because I get Qs faster. I really hated anything to do with my paladin, and I pretty much got on to do, like, my cooking and fishing daily, and that was, like, it. And, like, if they were doing some alt run of Tol'Barad, and I would tank one of those, not because they needed me to, but because I was, like, there and they were just doing another class or another group of them. And, I really got into my healers.
Awesome.
Like, my druid is my next highest one that can heal, and I absolutely love it. And I got it into a disc priest, too, really low level, like 40-something. But, yeah.
What is it about druid healing that you really enjoy?
It's shiny.
It's leaf tossing.
There's so many things that you can do, and, like, there's no reason that your tank should ever not be topped off, and you still have, like, 80% mana. Like, I mean, I think I'm at 72 or something like that on that one, and so, like, mana still isn't a problem for me yet. Like, I really haven't hit any of the hard dungeons, so it's just fun to sit there and pick which hot I'm going to use and have fun.
Wait, did something change? Because I seem to remember, like, I haven't druid healed since Wrath of the Lich King, but I seem to remember druids used to run out of mana real quick, like, in the beginning of this expansion. Am I crazy? Or was that, like, a thing?
Well, all the healers used to run out of mana real quick.
But that's going from 80 to 85.
I'm a pally healer. I did experience a little bump in the beginning, but the expansion's been treating me pretty well for the most part as a pally healer. But, you know, we're different. We don't get hots. We have to.
That's right. You're not hot.
I don't know how you do that. Like, I haven't looked into pally healing. I've only done the ret and the prop for my pally. But, like, I feel like I wouldn't like it.
Because
you'd have to, like, precast and stuff like that. And I just don't like to have to preemptively do stuff. I like to know that there's something going on.
There's a lot more pally stuff that, like, a lot of people forget about is the instance cast, and that's one of the big things for me that really kind of keeps it going, because as a pally healer you get Holy Shock, and you get that every 8 seconds, and one of your procs that you get, and I can't remember, no, it's not based off of mastery, it's based off of some other stat, like intellect or something, you will once in a while proc where you can pop two holy shocks back to back, and those are instant casts. And then I use Word of Glory an awful lot. Like, I know a lot of pallies and raid environments use the cone, Light of Glory or something it's called, the cone. I call it Vag Flash because it looks like you're just flashing your vagina in a V-shape or something. But
It totally does.
Exactly. It's like Cone of Healing or something. I don't use that as much unless there's like huge raid damage coming in. But usually the druids kind of have that taken care of. You know, I only raid in a 10-10.
Right.
So between the, you know, Holy Shock, the instant Word of Glory, that's 3 seconds off your global cooldown. I have time to cast maybe one or two Holy Lights or Divine Lights, and it's right back to instants. And I think that's kind of the cool thing about pally healing, is that you're juggling instants versus the ones that you have to kind of invest 2 seconds to cast. So, I don't know. It's different.
I'd also like to point out that in real life, Rob casts Butt Flash.
Shut up. That's because I don't tan.
I'm just saying, you know, I'd like to keep everybody informed.
All right, thank you.
It's my job. Whatever.
All right. Let's talk about our weeks in Azeroth and the types of things that we have been doing around the World of Warcraft this week. Ian, we'll start with you. I know you've talked about raiding, but with so many characters, what have you been doing with those characters this week?
Well, like I said, the majority of my time is dedicated to raiding, but after that, I've literally just been, my time's been soaked up because I've really been getting into my Death Knight, so I've been doing about 25 dailies a day on my Death Knight, and getting his Valor Point cap for the week, and I've been doing the same thing on my Priest. Not daily so much, because the Priest is actually a Disc Holy, so there's not too much you can do as far as dailies go, but just really running a bunch of dungeons, like zoning out through trolls. I'm so goddamn tired of those troll dungeons right now.
Oh god, me too. I don't even roll them anymore. Like, I don't even care that I only get half the valor. Like, I just can't stand those troll dungeons anymore. I can't take
it. I've started getting half of my valor, taking twice as long in the normal dungeons, and then just getting the other ones from troll and suffering through it. But the thing with me about trolls that really pisses me off is that I go there in there as a tank, and I get all these DPS in there that are literally pulling less DPS than the tank. And like, I don't ask a lot, and my tank is decently geared, and I like to think of myself as a good player, so I'm pulling like 13k as a tank, but like, these people are pulling like 6k, and like, you can auto shot as a hunter and pull 6k, and I was like, it's just frustrating.
Do you think there's something about the algorithm that because you're pretty well geared, it's putting bad players with you? Like, I always kind of, well, I shouldn't say bad players, but you know what I mean, like under geared and bad players with you, you know?
Yeah, and bad players. Like, you can't always blame it on the gear, because a lot of them are like, my class is underpowered, and it's like an arms warrior in, like, Firelands gear, playing, like, 10k DPS. And I'm like, no, okay. But I actually think that there is some kind of algorithm that puts people with high completion rates with people with low completion rates.
Interesting.
I believe that, too.
What do you mean by completion rates?
Like, actually completing the dungeon, like actually managing to get through this entire dungeon without the tank and the healer rage quitting and leaving on you. So I think that it is actually that kind of algorithm, so that they try to get these people like, oh, maybe you're getting carried, essentially. Like, maybe these people will just put up with you for an hour and carry you.
Like, maybe
I actually do think it is
maybe because you've done the dungeon like 99 times, it's putting you with people who've done it like 2 times.
There are people who have done it 99 times and only been managing to get that final boss down 3 times, like,
which is entirely possible in Zul'Gurub.
but when you get like when you get a group that actually just knows what to do on that last boss, even if they're doing awful terrible DPS, if they just do the right things, like, it'll work perfectly, and that makes me really happy.
I never get a group that knows how to do that last boss, ever.
No, you get like ranged or melee, even standing off in a corner avoiding the ghost, but then they get jumped on and the chain doesn't get broken. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, I hate that fight. I worry that what's going to happen with 4-3, like, I could see it kind of going one of two ways. Like, I know we're supposed to get 3 new dungeons in 4-3, and part of me kind of hopes they'll be thrown into that same tier as the troll dungeons. But I also could see the troll dungeons going back into the other tier where the valor will get reduced to 70 and they'll get mixed in with the others. Like, I kind of just don't see the trolls standing on their own tier, because that would also mean that the next step up or whatever a five man's would be 210 valor, and I don't see Blizzard giving away that much valor with a dungeon run.
No, I think they would just bring the trolls down.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with all that. So you mentioned that you're playing a Death Knight a lot more. What is it about the Death Knight that has you just so obsessed with it right now?
I've always liked a Death Knight, but I recently got into Frost. I had never really DPS much as a Death Knight, and then the Frost is just a hell of a lot of fun.
Now, in terms of the Death Knight, do you think that you should have a cooldown on your returning to, what is it, that
Archer's? The Ebonhold.
Yeah, Ebonhold. There you go.
I mean, not really, just because it's really not all that useful. There's nothing there outside of whether you're respecing or redoing your ruin weapon.
Gotcha. I was just asking because, you know, it's a serious topic here on Horde House, and I just have to cover that. You know.
At least it was somewhat WoW related. All right. Well, anything else about your week in Azeroth you want to share with us, Ian?
You're WoW related.
If I'm a little spacey, I'm sorry. I'm actually currently trying to heal heroic Blackwing Descent.
No, it's nice. All good. Wait, so...
Of course.
So wait, you have your mage and your Death Knights. So this is one of your other 85s who's a healer.
Yeah, it's my priest, yeah. My priest. My mage and my Death Knight are the only ones that are... or my Death Knight and my priest are the only ults that I consider raid-ready in any sense of the word. My shaman, my warrior, and my paladin, I got to 85 and was like, bye. Like, I'm not touching you until I feel like it.
All right. Kat, how was your week in Azeroth? What have you been up to?
I celebrated them getting heroic Domo, and that was it.
How exactly do you celebrate? Was it by drinking?
I threw my hands up in the air and I went, yay!
Did you whip your hair back and forth?
Did you throw your hands up in the air and wave them around like you just didn't care?
Exactly. Oh, Rob, stop.
I think her celebrating is like, yay, I get to hear Ian stop yelling into a vent now.
Much. He knows me so well.
So you go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, so you celebrated a victory in WoW, but did you do anything with your characters?
No, I remember I'm on hiatus, so
I've
been, like, looking over his shoulder, like, watching the Firelands fights.
I see. Are you really sad that you can't be doing them as well, or are you just like, nah, I'd rather be a spectator with this?
My computer can't handle Firelands. Like, it could barely handle some of the ICC stuff. So I feel like I wouldn't be your raider anyways. I just miss my alts.
Has anyone here ever bought a new computer just because of Warcraft? Because I sure did.
I did.
I didn't buy one just because of Warcraft, but it was pretty shitty. And then I, like, went from raiding at, like, 6 frames a second looking at the floor to, like, 60 frames a second looking up at everything with max view distance. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
so glorious.
That's kind of what happened with me, is that we were raiding Serpent Shrine Cavern, and I remember distinctly it was the Lurker Below fight. And frame rate I was getting was horrendous. It was so awful. Like, and I kept getting hit with spout, which was the big mechanic in that fight, like every time because of it. And I was getting yelled at by everyone. And I was like, screw this. And I just went and bought a new computer. And of course I tried to justify it with, like, well, you know, I need a new computer so I can, you know, surf the web faster and da da da. But we all know it's because of WoW. It's because of WoW. So.
Yeah. I told everybody that it was because of WoW. And I got a new computer with my tax return 1 year, and it's the same computer that I have now, and it's still, like, really nice, so...
I remember you got a new, what is it, new graphics card, like a 560 or something, and you're like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I kind of obsessed for a certain amount of time over my graphics card and whether it was working right, you know, and so I'd often ask questions, you know, to the guild, like... Like, should my graphics should it have any lag? Because I'm really, really, like, I want to make sure that I bought, you know, the right thing and stuff. So, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, like, God, X3 used to ask all these fucking computer questions, like, in Guild all the time. Or just even, like, I lived with him at the time. And, man, it was like, you know, do I get an AMD or do I get an Intel? And I'm just like, I don't fucking know. Like,
well, you guys all know your shit. And I'm like, know nothing about anything when it comes to computers, so
I don't know that much about computers.
Yeah, but your previous roommate did, and so he helped me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
anyway,
all right. Well, Kat,
about interesting stuff.
I hope
that has to do with me.
I hope a new computer may be in your future, so you can get back into raiding and WoW and all that fun stuff. So
yeah, you hear that, Ian? Hear that?
Yeah, I'll get right on that with my college kid salary.
I started something. All right. Anyhow, I'll talk about my week in Azeroth, and we'll go to Extifer, because Extifer loves this part of the show, and I talk about my week in Azeroth. This weekend, I've been mostly PvPing, actually.
So about my week in Azeroth.
Shut up. You stayed quiet and let me talk.
You're still not done?
No, I'm talking about PvPing. Like, hello, like, you don't...
I gotta go PvP.
All right, so. Look. it's Isle of Conquest weekend, which I really enjoy Isle of Conquest. I know not everybody does. Like, some people really hate the 40-man battlegrounds, but they're some of my favorites, especially as a healer. Like, there's just so much more to kind of, like, do and stuff. And I don't know, you kind of seem to get more honor in those battlegrounds. So I've been playing Isle of Conquest, which is interesting because, you know, there's that really perfect formula as Alliance. Keep in mind, I play Alliance. Mainly, and there's a real perfect formula to win that every time, and it essentially is you run, you get the docks as fast as you can, then what you do is you protect the glaives, and as long as the glaives make it to the one point that's where they can hit the door, but yet it's right outside the cannon fire range, if they can get that door down fast enough, you're good to go, and Alliance will win like every time, as long as enough people kind of like know the strategy. But man, people in PvP just like to screw off and like kind of do their own thing sometimes. Like, some people will be like, hey, we're going to go for workshop this time just because. And I literally had one battleground today where somebody was like, I want a bloodlust. I want a bloodlust, or whatever it's called. Heroism. I want a heroism. I want a heroism. And so somebody popped heroism while we were all sitting there waiting for the battle to begin. And like,
I've done that before. Everyone's like, oh my God, the douche. I'm like,
like, you kind of need that to fight the last guy. I mean, you don't need it. I think we ended up winning that battleground anyway, but it's just annoying. You know, I've actually been using PvP to get PvE gear because of the honor to justice conversion, because my warrior just hit 85 not that long ago. She's a tank, and I'm kind of like scared to do more tanking with her until her gear gets better. So I've actually been running a lot of PvP to get honor, and the nice thing about it is I can get away with PvE gear in those 40-man battlegrounds because somebody actually has to tank the last bosses in those battlegrounds, and I kind of end up doing that most of the time. So it's been a great way for me to earn justice. It's a little slow, but it's been good, and it helps me get more confident.
What? You can get justice points from PvPing now?
Yeah, you there's and vice versa.
I knew it was the other way around. I didn't know you could do it went that way as well.
Yeah, I don't know where it would be for Horde, but for Alliance in the PvP place, there's the little building, there's a chick in the corner that sells the honor trade goods, because just like with justice points, you can get like a bag of herbs and you know, hypnotic dust and so forth. You can actually trade honor points for all the same stuff, but the very last item is you can do 350 honor for 275 justice points. The only thing you can't do is you can't convert conquest points to valor points. I think you can go the other way where you can do Valor to Conquest, but you can't do Conquest to Valor. But I'm not really doing Arena right now, so I don't really get Conquest points anyway, so it's fine. So, but yeah, it's a little alternative way to get gear for your character, especially in those battlegrounds that just keep giving you honor, Tol Barad, Alterac, and so on. Outside of PvP, just more raiding this week. Our guild ran BWD because, you know, my guild's still on tier 11s. Even though we're 12 of 12, we still have to get some gear people upgraded before we can really make a dent in the tier 12s, I think. And then we get to some news later on tonight that'll make it even better. And then...
Yeah, well...
And then outside of that, I don't know, just... I started a rogue. I have a rogue now at level 19, and that's also...
Ew.
I know a lot of people really hate rogues, but
I can't stand it.
I'm having a lot of fun with my rogue right now. Like, when did they change it so that when you're stealthed, you move at your regular speed? Like,
That's pretty recent.
Yeah, a couple patches ago.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That just made it like 10,000 times better, because when I quest, I just stealth and I run everywhere. And, you know, I'm only level like 19, so I don't have to worry about mounting. But in PvP, oh my god, I love rogues in PvP. It's so much fun to play because, you know, of the stealth and everything, especially like Warsong Gulch, when the flag people aren't prepared for you to just kind of pop up and attack the flag carrier. And if they have like that buff that makes them take more and more damage, you can take them down in three hits as a rogue before anybody is any the wiser. It's awesome. So yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. I thought I would have like a character to level through PvP. And so I decided on a rogue because I know I hate rogues in PvP. So I was like, I want to be that guy that everybody hates.
I hate rogues in PvP. It's the most cop-out. It's
terrible.
You want to know what's awesome? Since I play Alliance and you play Horde, wait till you hear this. I made a gnome rogue.
Oh,
that's my Alliance player is a gnome rogue.
That's so much worse.
And she's a little bitch, and I love it.
Nice.
And I gave her a super cute name, too, so that way everybody can get killed by and then they see, like, you know, Twinkle Toes has killed you. All right. Except that's not my name. But anyway. And then I have been checking in with the official Horde House Guild on Dranden as well, where I have a 77 priest. And I've been doing just random looking for group dungeons. I cannot do those quests in Northrend anymore. So, like, I'll sign on a couple times a week and do a dungeon or two. And that's pretty much how I've been getting experience. That's all I can do.
Yeah. Before my subscription ran out, I would just get on, do two dungeons on each alt, and then play whichever one I felt like doing that day. And I would just run dungeons. I am sick of the quests.
Oh my gosh. How many alts are we talking? You did two dungeons each alt?
Four.
Oh my gosh. Sounds like you and Ian are having a competition almost. Like,
oh, he's totally winning. There's no competition.
If all your characters were children, you'd be like a Mormon family. It's crazy.
You would.
All right.
For my children would be the favorites.
Oh, whatever.
I'd have the boys. She'd have all the girls. Everyone knows the Mormons like the boys.
And you'd have, like, sister wives, right? That's what...
Okay, I don't think so.
This concerns me. This is the second time in a month that a Mormon tangent has happened on the show, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. That's a little awkward. All right, let's get to Extifer. And Extifer, how was your week in Azeroth?
My week in Azeroth, not with an F, was grinding my dailies when it comes to the gym. There you go.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say porn.
Oh, that too.
Okay.
Grinding went out daily.
Yeah. Grinding in and out. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, as Ian said, you've been grinding one out daily?
Yeah. Grinding one out daily. That's what I've been doing.
Alright. Sounds good. Some days two or three.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Yeah. Well, I can pop off about five right now if you want.
No, thank you.
I mean...
Five? Really?
While we're on the subject, you know, I mean, I might as well... I just did one.
How about you grind out five news stories for us or so? Let's go to extra news.
Okay. Oh, man, I have to get up.
Wait,
and go over to my computer.
Wait, are you doing the show like lying down on the couch or something?
I'm on the couch playing Tetris. What, did you think I was lying? No, I was not lying. I'm an honest person, Rob, unlike you.
At least most of the other WoW podcasts I've heard have very distracted hosts and guests. I guess I'm the only one that doesn't like try to multitask during the show, but...
Oh. See, I can't.
Somebody's running a raid... Extroverse playing Tetris. Kat, what are you doing?
Playing solitaire.
Playing solitaire.
I finished painting my nails.
Oh, you painted your nails during the show. That's lovely. And I'm drinking coffee. That's how I'm multitasking. I'm drinking coffee.
You're drinking coffee. So the first thing on the list of things is that it got leaked that the new legendary weapon in 4.3 is going to be a rogue dagger. So chew on that, I guess.
Don't even get me started on that. I think it's a giant hoax. I think the leak was... I don't think it's true at all.
Please, get started on that. Our show needs content.
Yeah, I don't think it's kind of true, because... Well, go ahead.
Well, for one... the Rogues had their thing with the glaives. I don't think they're going to give any single class a legendary. I just think that's too specific for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll do it to the Rogues. They've been promising tanks something for a long time.
Right.
And the way that it came out was just way too sketchy.
I agree.
I've heard a lot of people echoing what Ian's saying about the weapon, and I kind of agree that it would be very un-Blizzard-like for them to call out that it's specifically for a single class, because couldn't technically, now I don't play a whole lot of the melee DPSers, but couldn't technically one of the shamans, the elemental shamans and the feral kitties use a agility dagger too?
Well, yeah, they could, but the only way it'd be viable, especially for an elemental shaman, is if it was a slow weapon. Shamans use 2.8 single-handers, and the only rogue that uses a 2.8 single-hander would be a combat rogue, because I believe their offhand is slow.
Right.
I guess if the proc was nasty, like ridiculous, a feral kitty would use it, but it wouldn't, like, they can't dual wield, so they'd be losing whatever they would lose from the other hand of a staff.
Yeah, it does seem really ridiculous that they would limit it to one class, because especially in 10-man raids, you may not have that class. Like, one of our rogues has left the game, and the other rogue was on a hiatus and just came back, like, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, like, a lot of 10-mans don't even have a rogue. Our guild doesn't have a priest right now. It's really weird. Like, there's just some classes, but we have, like, 15 druids. But there's just some classes that, you know, guilds don't have. So it'd be really stupid to have a legendary that some guilds won't even get to make.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, oh, this is Blizzard trying to get people to play rogues more in PvP. Because everyone says rogues are just really underrepresented in PvP or PvE, but can you imagine if a rogue got a legendary dagger and then went into PvP and just bent everybody over? Like, people would be QQing up a storm.
Yeah.
Especially since they'd be the only ones available of getting it. Everyone would be like, oh, if I don't have a rogue in my arena team now, I'm done, and yada, 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 so.
Yeah, I really think that it's probably going to be a tanking weapon. I mean, they've been gearing, or at least hinting at that for a while, you know, so I don't think it's actually true, but it's kind of weird because the people that reported on this, originally MMO Champion, they usually report things that are usually pretty reputable, and so that's what's so surprising, is that they chose to report on this, and yet it seems kind of glaringly untrue.
So, well, the original interview was on The Escapist, I believe, and before I even saw the original post on MMO, and it got posted at night, and during raid, I'm like constantly refreshing MMO Champion, because all the class stuff's coming out and all that jazz, all the class previews. Mm-hmm. But before I even got to it, the original post had already been pulled, and the only post that's available now is a copy and paste on the MMO forums.
Gotcha.
It's too shady.
Just going back to what you said about the legendaries in PvP, I mean, PvP kind of has a lot of balance issues as it is. So, you know, giving rogues a legendary is just gonna, I mean, it's just gonna make a bad situation even worse, but I don't know. I kind of feel like it's interesting. I realize a lot of people and probably more of the people that listen to this show are probably more into PvE and so forth. But for PvP, the more I play it and the more I get into it, I'm like, wow, you know, when I read about upgrades to the game and so forth, I never really read a lot about what they're going to do for PvP. And some of the things they could do is fix some of the balance issues. Like, I'll tell you, at the lower levels, hunters especially, oh my God, hunters are way overpowered. Holy crap.
You get a freaking heirloom bow, and you just go marksman and one shot everybody with aim shot. It's awesome.
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, you know, it makes me kind of want to roll a PvP hunter, but you know, there are definitely some balance issues that need to be addressed in PvP. And that's not, you know, God, when you get into arena, like in a perfect PvP world, quote unquote, you would have way more viable teams than there, it seems like there are right now. You know,
imagine the hunter QQ if that's true about the rogue thing. I mean, because they can use daggers, too.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
100. Yeah, they could. Yeah. And it'd be a good stat stick because they can dual wield.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Anyhow, sorry. So. Didn't mean to tangent, but.
Oh, yeah, you did.
On PvP more than anything else.
Well, I guess we can't truly believe anything until it's on the Blizzard website or in some other type of confirmation somewhere. But yeah,
in some post that doesn't get pulled.
Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah. I think it'll be a tanking legendary, and what I would actually love to see would be a legendary trinket, and I think that'd be really cool.
I would like to see a legendary that anyone can use. Like, I know that sounds really weird, but just something where the main stats on it will rotate depending on what your class is. Like, that would be pretty awesome. Like, why not? What, if the fortune weapon. Cookies know what stat you want, why can't a legendary weapon?
But what kind of weapon would it be? I mean, you'd still have to change what the weapon type would be and stuff.
Well, if it was a... I don't think they're ever going to make a choose-your-own-type legendary, but if they did, I think trinket would be the easiest way to go, or trinket or ring. And they could, like, especially right now, they could do it very easily with, like, some lore connecting to the Dragon Soul, like some fragment of the Dragon Soul would be pretty legendary. But I don't think they'll ever do a choose a multiple version legendary.
That's a really good idea, though, about like a legendary trinket. I like that idea.
Like, call it the Mighty Morphin Power Stone. And it would morph its stats into whatever stats you want.
How about no?
How about fuck you?
So and much angst.
I know, so much right? Angst. I know. Let's blame Rob.
I totally
so
just got
moving
told.
On. Moving on. the next thing on the list of news is that there's going to be a new looking for raid tool that's coming out that we all knew about, but we didn't know the details of until this last week. Apparently, the looking for raid will be its own difficulty for 25 mans only, apparently. And they're going to use this as a way of training, I guess, new people that are coming into raids. So it's not designed for people that already have raiding groups. It's designed for people who want to get into raiding. And apparently the difficulty will be lower, and it will lower than normal, excuse me. And it will also drop less loot. And it's not available to 10 mans. So now that the cat's out of the bag, you know, I really don't care. I mean, if I was going to come back to WoW, which I will, and if I was going to go back into raiding on a regular basis, I would want to, you know, go with my old group. I wouldn't want to, like, go with this new thing anyway. So it doesn't affect me, but for anybody that's interested in raiding, you know, that option will be there.
This whole thing gets more and more weird. Go ahead, Ian.
I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, I'm not exactly a hardcore member or a hardcore raider, and I don't agree to all these people that are like, oh my god, bleeding the game for casuals, yada, yada, yada. Because, like, whatever, everyone plays the game. Everyone deserves to be able to play the game.
Yeah, but, and the casuals make the game. I'm sorry, but they do.
They give Blizzard the money that they need to do all the other stuff that they can do. And they're doing it in such a manner that they aren't giving the casuals loot. Their gear, I think it's not going to be as much gear. I don't also think it's going to be the same item level gear. And you're not going to be able to do things like get the legendary weapon and stuff from it. Right. So I think it'll be fun. But all I can think about when they said its own difficulty is, have you ever guys ever played Rift at all?
Yes.
Because, like you know, like whenever the Rift spawns and there's like this big massive thing in the middle of a zone, there's all these random people just going around attacking whatever the hell they feel like attacking.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can imagine when I hear looking for raid difficulty. Just everyone like running around shooting whatever they feel like shooting. Oh, no. Lay on hands. We lay on hands. Oh, I died. But
that was the thing that
killed the boss.
That was the thing that ultimately kind of turned me off to Rift, is that shit was spawning all the time. It's like I'm trying to do these quests and all of a sudden, oh, there's a rift forming. Da da da. Distract. Come over here and help kill all the people. It's like, God, lay off. And then it was and then the huge zone wide. The water elemental is invading. And now there's 5,000 rifts all over the zone and you got to close them all. And then once you finally beat it, you get like 20 minutes of silence. And then, oh, the shadow demons are invading and there's 5 billion shadow rifts all over. Like, not to knock on Rift, but I guess I did a little bit. Like, that's just what annoyed me about Rift. So
yeah, that's all I can think of, though. Just like mass chaos of all these people like trying to use WoW voice chat and just like
I just pre-pop bloodlust for all of you. You know, it's like 2 minutes before the fight. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we can use it twice in the fight for 15 seconds in the beginning and 30 at the end.
Like, I do massive DPS because I have two daggers. It's like, you're in, you know, not even a rogue. Like, a druid.
But now I feel like I have to say something nice about Rift because I didn't hate the game, but the class system was really awesome, and I loved playing a support class. Like, that was really cool. Like, I liked how it was a four, kind of four different classes. Shut up.
I like Rift! Yeah, that's what you sound like.
So, have they talked about... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you just ignore him, will he go away?
Not usually.
What?
No.
He's kind of like...
We miss you, X, don't worry.
He's one of those little boo ghosts in the Mario games. You have to turn away. Anyway.
And he gets all sad.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wanted to say this, though. Did they talk about, like, how lockouts work on that? Like, do you just get to raid as much as you want? There's no lockout? This is a different tier?
I think it's the exact same lockout from LFG. Like, you can just go and go and go and go, and that's why they had to change the loot.
Huh. That might be okay, actually. Like, that's something I could see myself doing on a night where my guild isn't raiding, but it's like, eh, I'm bored, I'll play WoW. What the hell, I'll heal a raid, I got 2 hours.
Yeah,
you know, I could,
that'd
be
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I like the idea, too, that guildies that maybe don't play the game as much could kind of learn fights with pugs outside the raid nights, where they can feel free to fuck up all they want, because it's just a pug, fuck them. And then when they come to raid night, it's like, okay, I don't have to spend an hour explaining these fights. Everybody knows how to do it. You know?
Yeah.
It would be pretty cool.
Oh, you are supposed to stand in fire in this one. Got it.
Exactly. God, it's going to be chaos. I'd love to just actually go in on one, like, when I'm back in WoW. Just to see what it's like, you know what I mean? Like, just to see, you know, what people do. Because, you know, the best times in WoW are the times when you can come up with a good drama story, you know, that's real.
So. That people actually ever believe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what else I just realized is going to be really interesting about this if it's 25 man only? Is that, well, there's always this huge imbalance of tanks and healers and DPS in a 25-man than a 5-man. And you know how, like, in a 5-man, you have to wait forever for the queue, and it's because it's always short a tank? Well, in a 25-man, you only need 2 tanks. So the queues for that are going to be really interesting. Like, I wonder if looking for raid will move faster because you don't have to pull in as many tanks.
That's true.
I wonder if you finally might see Call to Arms for DPS once in a while, because in a 25-man raid, you're going to have a lot more DPS than anything else. It's going to be interesting.
That might be true. Sorry, I had more to add to that, but I'm playing Zuma now.
All right, well, talk about more news.
Okay, because my Zuma game just ended anyway. The next thing is actually the last thing on my list. And it's that Firelands is actually going to be nerfed in the coming weeks. And they're saying it's to get people prepared for 4.3. So they're going to be starting to roll hot fixes. I believe it's September 25th is the first hot fix that they're going to roll out.
Oh, I thought it was this week.
Maybe it is this week.
Yeah.
But anyhow, they're going to roll them out, and so basically it'll, and it's not just going to be normal difficulty, it's going to be both heroic and normal, so all the people that are trying to get to Ragnaros, you know, on heroic, they're going to give you a little bump up, you know, help, you know, whatever, and, you know, so you can take advantage of that and get to Ragnaros, either heroic or normal, and hopefully beat that and get ready for 4.3. So that was the last thing.
It's interesting that they're doing that in the middle of the content. Obviously, as somebody whose guild is a little bit behind in progression, I welcome this news with open arms, quite frankly. But I do find it weird that they won't go back to what I think everybody kind of seemed to like in ICC, where it was an optional buff that was 5, then 10, then 15. Like, why? Like, I don't know. That's I kind of liked it when they did it that way, but...
I don't know, though, because, I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't think many guilds actually took advantage of turning that buff off. And maybe they see
No one did.
Yeah, maybe they saw that and said, well, there's no point to it, so why don't
I do really hope it's gradual, though. I hope, maybe the first week they do maybe the first four bosses on normal, and then they'll do two more, and then on the third week they'll nerf normal rag, and then maybe a week or two after that they'll start on heroics. But if they just do a blanket nerf, I think they said it's supposed to be as much as the 4.2 nerf, which was 30% across the board, essentially.
I think it was 20.
So, either way, if they just nerf all of Firelands 20% across the board, I don't mean to sound like an elitist asshole, but it kind of defeats the purpose. If I go in there 1 week and we just got Domo down, it was really cool. We had six people alive, and it was a really tense moment. And then we go in there and we get two heroic kills this Tuesday, then two brand new heroic kills on Tuesday. I mean, it's kind of feel
cheap. Almost feels like you wasted so much time. You know, why did you do this from the start, kind of thing, or not do it, just not do it. You know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna feel very cheap. And I think it is largely in part due to people crying, but not crying that it's too hard, just crying that they can't get in a group, and they're still not gonna be able to get into a group. Like, that you still have to have a group in order to be doing the Pokeable Firelands, I think is what we'll end up calling it. That's what they called the 4.3 raids, or the 4.2 patches. Raids are now Pokeable, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really care. It'll, if nothing else, it'll give me a nice break before Deathwing hits.
Nice break before death. Yeah.
Before death. Yeah.
It's a little weird too. Like, I know I was kind of comparing it to what I wanted in ICC, but they are nerfing the bosses, not buffing the party. That's another difference too. Is in ICC, your party got buffed. It wasn't boss nerfs. So it is interesting that they're kind of going the other way with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still kind of wish it was gradual.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I mean, it might still be. Who knows?
Who knows? Let's see. One news thing that I wanted to mention real quick. It's kind of a quick thing, but the WoW magazine is no more. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, yeah. Forgot to talk about that.
Did anyone subscribe to the WoW magazine? I didn't.
I'm guessing that's why it got canceled.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have this thing called the internet, and it tells me everything that was probably going to be in the WoW magazine.
Seriously, did anybody subscribe to that thing?
I do know a couple people that did. And, you know, it's those people that like to have the nice coffee table books. You know what I mean? Because they were pretty well produced, from what I understand. You know, especially if you're into the art and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I guess.
But as a concession, the folks that no longer have the subscription to the WoW magazine can get all six Warcraft pets in game.
Yay.
Although most of those people probably already have the pets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then
I'm guessing
I love pets.
Well, you can get your money back too, apparently, so it's not all bad.
Or I guess there's some alternative things where you can get subscriptions to PC Gamer magazine or other stuff, you know, just different things. Mm-hmm. So
these are actual articles. We're just kind of we tried. We're sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
So you love pets, Kat? Are you sad you're not going to be getting six free ones?
I love pets. You have no idea.
Are you a pet collector?
You really have no idea. I try to be. I don't know how to get them, though. I'll see someone. I'll be like, oh, my God, how do I get that? And, oh, random rare drop that you can't get anymore. Damn it.
What's the craziest thing you've done to get a pet in the game?
Asked Ian to give me gold.
That's true. What happened? The majority of her pets are I was bored one day and started searching the auction house. Then she gets four pets in the mail.
Yeah, I got super excited.
Aww.
Did you get the Hyacinth Macaw?
No, I'm never going to buy her that just because she'd be like, it's this dumb parrot. I'd be like, but it's a rare dumb parrot.
Exactly.
Are you more about the rarity level of the pets, or are you more about just the pet itself? Give me all the
it's
kits.
It's just, they're all cute. They're all so cute.
What's the cutest pet?
The flower, the sunflower you get from doing the PVZ game. I love it. Oh,
the wrong answer. I guess. Every time I'm in a party with somebody, one of those pets, and it's like somebody's trying to explain a boss fight, and you hear, la 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 la, la 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 la. It's like, oh God, gag that flower.
It's definitely got to be the baby raptors. The baby raptors are awesome.
Oh, I was going to say he got me a darting raptor too, and that one's super cute because it just runs all over the place and doesn't care what you're doing.
Aw, it's so cute. It doesn't even care.
My favorite, my absolute favorite is the bunny from Noble Garden, because it makes love with all the other bunnies, and then the little eggs poop out. It's amazing. It's my absolute.
My favorite is, and I'm sorry, you guys, but it's still my favorite, and that's the XT pet.
I like it. It's cool.
I love it, and I love the way it sounds, and I don't even care.
I just like that it destroys the goddamn trains.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. See? Oh. I have the Landros one, even though apparently it's like the same exact thing, but still.
All right, let's get to the topic of the week tonight. Every week we'd like to take a certain topic and talk about it here on the show, and more importantly, invite your responses, either via Twitter, twitter.com/hordehouse, or through our email bag, which is hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's hordehousepodcast. Don't forget that word.
But more importantly, that means my segment's over, so it's back to Tetris.
Oh, shut up. No, I'm going to make you answer this question first then, Extifer.
What?
The topic of the week this week. If, uh-huh. Okay, we've had a lot of, we didn't talk about it in the news.
Playing Tetris, don't care.
This, no, I'm kidding. We haven't talked a lot about it because this is more of a visual thing, but a lot of the tier gear for the next rating tier has come out. About half of the classes have had their next tier gear revealed. I know Ian is really excited about the mage tier gear, right?
Yeah, stoked.
He wants to be a Time Lord and have his TARDIS. I can't wait to see what they did to Paladins. I'm sure I'm going to hate it, which is fine because I'll never have it anyway. But, you know, just it's fun to hate.
You know, I found out why they are doing transmogrifying.
Why?
So they don't.
It's
everyone's
saying. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say it's because they don't want to concentrate on character art anymore.
Exactly. They got lazy on it because have you seen the druid gear and how freaking ugly it is?
I like some of it. I actually kind of like what they did with the warrior gear. It's kind of cool. And, you know, there was another one.
Oh, the warrior gear looks good. But I mean,
really, yeah, the warrior's fantastic.
Compare the warrior gear to all of their gear. Looks crappy. So.
I mean, they're going with themes, and the themes are Cataclysm stuff. And I mean, that's pretty damn broad. But I don't know. I don't mind my tier. And the druid's just kind of strange. And the tentacle face warlock is awful. Like, just terrible.
Oh, I kind of like tentacle face warlock. Nothing will ever top Blueberry Head back in Burning Crusade, the Blueberry Warlocks. But
yeah, that's pretty awesome. Tentacle had, face. Like, a swirly vortex face.
Anyway, okay. So talking about tier gear, the topic of the week tonight. If you designed tier gear for your main class, what would it look like? So what would the tier gear for your main class look like? Extifer, I'm going to start with you. So your main class is what, druid?
Yeah, my main class is druid. I think I would have, you know, it would have like a lot of like bear themed stuff on it because... and don't make any gay jokes.
Well, okay? You know I'm dying to sit here and go, yeah. So like wholesome, well, street fair bear
it'd
gear?
Be feral. No, it'd be feral themed because...
Would you be in a harness? Like, is that the tier gear,
yes,
you want? Is
it would be a leather harness because druids love to wear leather. It would be like assless chaps, you know, for their legs. And, you know, for their arms, they'd have a little, like, spiky leather band around their bicep area. And they'd have a cock ring on. That's what they would look like. That's my ideal druid for you. Imagine the Tauren male's penis, by the way. I mean, that thing's got to be huge.
Why
I mean,
would
come
I imagine
on.
That?
Because you're
gay
you and you like
that.
Things like
that.
I think that it should be feral themed because most of the gear seems to be more like balanced nature, you know. You know, it's like, you don't have anything that has, like, that really mean-looking bear or cat, like...
I agree. I like your idea.
Yeah. So, I don't know what it would look like, but it would have kind of a theme like that. It would have, like, claws and stuff. And I know they've done, like, they've kind of flirted with that before with the gear, but it's been, like, more frilly-looking. It hasn't been, like, you know, badass looking. Like, you would never see the warrior, you know, tier 13. You would never see that kind of thing on a druid, which kind of frustrates me in a way. So, but yeah. There you go. Back to Tetris.
All right. Kat, how about, I'll go to you. What would you consider your main class? The paladin?
Yeah. It'll probably change to my druid or my priest because I love them.
Well, have you thought about...
Oh, my shaman. I want my shaman.
Well, if you're ever able to pick one, have you decided what the tier gear would look like?
Well, I guess Pally is kind of the only thing I'm really familiar with. I kind of think the paladins always look, like, super gay. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but, like, all of the, like, males just look, like, flamboyant. And, like, they're supposed to be, like, a tank. How can you instill fear into your opponent if you look like, I don't know.
You're Horde, right? You do remember all the paladins are blood elves, right?
Or giant tauren monsters. Awesomeness.
Yeah, I don't like tauren paladins, though.
Rob likes dwarf paladins, so...
Yeah, my main is a dwarf paladin.
You really can't talk.
Hey! I'll wait until you hear my answer. But anyway.
I don't know. I feel like they should look more... I don't know. Plate's kind of hard because you can't really do too much with it. Like, it's going to look, like, big and, like, shapes. It's not going to be flowing or anything pretty. Yeah, like
how cloth looks like now, because I don't think anything that, and my sister and her husband were talking about this the other day, like, there's no cloth gear nowadays that looks like cloth. It all looks like plate. So yeah
I mean, it is kind of like strange. I don't know, I feel like I guess I just don't care enough to have, like, a real opinion on it, but I don't like the current stuff. And that's my piece.
So you want more manly gear for your paladin?
Yeah, even though she's a girl, I don't know.
Well, nothing wrong with being a little tomboyish. It's fine.
Hey, yeah, there is. Hey.
excuse me, I painted my nails.
Hey, I started another fight. Ian, if you designed tier gear for your main class, what would it look like?
That's a good question, because I don't particularly mind the tier 13. Like, that, I kind of like the steampunk theme it's got going on. But it just, I was talking about this in Actually Guild, and we have two spells that deal with time. We have slow and we have time warp. So I was just kind of confused as to why we got an entire set based on the fact that we are the lords of time, because we're not. But if I had to choose a set, and honestly, I think tier 11 really got it. The whole, like, elemental, but, like, dark elemental type theme. I really like that a lot. So just, like, more fire on my gear would be fantastic. I like fire.
More fire.
Shiny. Yeah.
Or
that's funny, because Rob likes fire too. He's a big flamer.
I never saw that coming. but I would like to see them do something different for each spec. Like, have different, whether it's even different for each spec, or just, like, three different sets of gear. Because, like, I'd have a purple set, a red set, and a blue set, but that'll never happen. But they kind of have that. Currently, I have a purple set and a red set.
That would be kind of awesome if, like, the colors of your gear kind of change depending on what spec you are. That would actually be kind of rad.
I think it'd be baller.
Hmm.
But, currently, I when transmogging comes out, I need to farm heroic tier 11 stuff, and that's what I'm going to use probably forever because it's awesome.
All right. For me, if you design tier gear for your main class, what would it look like? And I play a paladin, of course, and boy, my answer cannot be more different than Kat's, because, you know, I don't like to take WoW too seriously, and I'm drawing inspiration for my tier gear. I'm going old school here, okay? And probably, like, half of you have never heard of this game. I'm sure most of you know the Ultima series, okay? You know Ultima, which created Ultima Online, okay? There was a game on the NES called Ultima Exodus, and it was Ultima 3. And if you played a paladin in Ultima Exodus, she wore bright pink and carried a heart shield.
Oh, my God.
And that's what I want my little dwarf to have, is I want her to look like the little paladin from Ultima 3 with her heart shield.
But that would look cool if you're, like, a dwarf paladin. That would look so flaming on, like, a blood elf.
Girl, like, that's a problem.
Adrenai.
Well, I don't. It could be like a, I don't know, like it could be an upside down heart and black or something for Draenei. I don't know. I just
bleeding heart.
Yes, it could be a. It can be an actual heart that they're carrying around in their hands, like the scene from Last of the Mohicans or something.
Brutal.
But yeah, I want my dwarf paladin. I get to design it. I do whatever I want. It's pink and it sparkles, and she has a heart shield. That's most important. Is the heart shield.
Hard
to. And more important, it's pink.
And it was actually, and I'm being completely unoriginal. It was already in a video game like 20 years ago, plus 25 years ago, actually, at this point. So
finally, you admit that you're not original. All
right.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Shut up. All right. We invite your responses to our email box, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, or our Twitter, twitter.com/hordehouse. If you designed tier gear for your main class, what would it look like? Speaking of email and tweets, let's read some now. We're going to go to emails.
Okay.
Our first email tonight comes from Ferrari.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, yeah. She said hi earlier. I just neglected to tell you guys.
Well, she wrote us an email.
Dick.
I miss Ferrari.
Me too. I don't get in vent anymore.
I should go into vent just to freak you guys out one night.
You
like,
go
oh my God, you're coming back. No, yeah. Bye.
Exactly.
You should go into vent and be all like, Ferrari, call me a shitbag for old time's sake.
She's never called me a shitbag.
That's right.
Though.
She loved you. That's right. She's.
Yeah, exactly.
Ian, has she called you a shitbag?
I'm the raid leader. She better not fucking call me a shitbag.
All right. Well, let me get to the email. It's pretty short. The email goes like this. Remember, our topic last week was describe your perfect realm or server. So Ferrari's answering the topic of the week saying, my perfect realm or server would have all the bads on it. Then all the servers would be bliss. I see. So she kind of wants like an exile island kind of thing for all the baddies. And then all the good people would be on her server. So she's kind of applying reverse logic. And that was it. That's all she said. But she did say at the end, P.S., tell Peeker Uno to bring his sexy ass back and talk for an hour straight.
I agree.
All right.
We should do this.
That's going to go in the live blog this week. 1 hour, 10 minutes. Blushing. All right. We will try. We'll try to get him back on the show. He knows he's welcome anytime. In fact, actually, we need to get him and, like, Syl on one night, and it'll be, like, a total, like...
It'll be Britain overload.
It'll be a half Britain, half Yank episode. All right.
Yeah.
So awesome.
I know, right?
All right, let's...
By the way, we are approaching 71 awesome. Minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I better hurry. All right, here we go. Holly D. writes us...
Oh, hold there!
Hey, guys, says Holly D. You don't seem to talk about the books a lot on your show. I actually still love and read them, even though I quit the game in March. Do you guys read them? Which is your favorite? I love everything from Christy Golden. The stuff from Knack is okay, but I feel like he's really, really wordy and long-winded. But I eat up CG stuff like candy. I know the latest book didn't get great reviews, but honestly, I thought it was really good. My absolute favorite is the one about how Thrall became Thrall. I want more audiobooks. I feel like having just Storm Rage, which is okay but not great, is missing out on some of the really excellent books. Holly D. Why don't we talk about the books on this show? Well, I don't fucking read them. I don't read.
Oh, yeah. Rob doesn't know how to read.
Although I just read her email.
You had it mimed to you. You have Salacious Pop. You're like, Salacious Pop!
Okay, here's the thing. Even though I don't read, I bought Salacious Pop a Kindle for his birthday, and now, like, I really want one. Like, I'm like, wow, that might make me read more, because that thing's really fun to look at. So, I don't know. Like, I kind of...
So it means you're so obsessed with technology that'll actually make you read more, just if it's technology.
Yes!
Exactly, see?
I've got problems. Kat, Ian, do you guys read the books at all?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know there were books.
Kat, yes, there's a lot of books about Warcraft. There's I know what some of them are about. Like, in fact, the Cataclysm book is the one that keeps coming to my mind because, like, half of...
Is somebody driving?
Like, did you just?
That's my window. my mic isn't even pointed towards it.
The minute Kat heard there were books, she like ran to go get in the car.
I am a huge nerd.
Wow, that was something else. Yeah, but no, there's a Cataclysm book, and it's like it describes like all the events in Cataclysm that like they didn't even cover in the game. Like, if you want to know like why Thrall's suddenly with Agra and all this, like that's all in a book, you know. So
yeah.
My book is Ian. Ian tells me what happens and why it's important.
Oh, I thought.
See, then Ian should read them.
Yeah, it would help if I actually read this stuff, wouldn't it?
I thought this was going to be one of those weird, like, pillow book conversations or something, but all right.
You know what we should do is have this Holly girl come on our show and do a book segment.
I actually kind of agree because, okay, I can't even really be bothered to read quest text very often, so why would I read the books?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I want him to do a WoW movie. I do.
Oh boy!
Never gonna happen.
I will say no. It's not going to happen. I will say though, I really like the idea of the audiobooks, and because I do listen to audiobooks, and I have a drive to Southern California coming up, and audiobooks are usually really good for long drives. So I will try to make it a point to download one of the audiobooks and listen to it. I think that would be fun. So I'm sure Shalace's Pop would love that if he's in the car. So
reading his Kindle while you listen to your audiobook.
Yep, he'll have his headphones on listening to something else. Let's get to our last email tonight, which is from, of course, Flacco Jones. Since it was brought up on the most recent episode of Horde House, I thought I'd explain how I use a controller to play WoW. Remember, we were talking about this last week. We were talking about the whole he uses a PlayStation 3 controller to play WoW. We were kind of like, how does that work? How do you do that? Well, we have this email explaining it. I downloaded MotionJoy to bind my mouse and keystrokes to the controller, which even Xbox 360 users need because WoW will not recognize a controller of any type. MotionJoy also has PS3 and Bluetooth drivers, so you can not only play on a PS3 controller, but with a Bluetooth adapter on your computer, you can be wireless as well. I used the right analog stick and right shoulder buttons to replace the mouse and bound all of my main abilities to the face buttons with the left shoulder buttons as modifiers to use even more abilities with the face buttons. Using abilities via these hotkeys on my controller is way more efficient for a player like me who only mouse clicked before. I bound movement to the left analog stick, but it is way too sensitive, so now I primarily use the right stick and shoulder buttons to mouse run, and I only use the left stick to get my positioning just right. As for the drawbacks, movement sucks because I don't know how to tweak the sensitivity of the analog sticks. Tourney and quest is also a pain because I wish I didn't have to click on the quest giver and then on the little quest icon in the dialogue window. This is where a console game would just have you walk up close to the quest giver and press X to turn in and confirm quest, but WoW is definitely designed as a mouse and keyboard game, so I have to use my makeshift mouse again to do this. Like Extifer was saying, it is not only possible to play WoW with a controller, but it plays fairly well, especially for a casual player like me. Still, if Blizzard really wanted to, it would only take a few minor tweaks, in my opinion, to make the game work better with a controller. Although they couldn't even get voice chat right, so maybe that's giving them too much credit. Sick. Sorry for the
long comment. Yeah, that's a point.
But you should have seen my first draft, which was starting to look like a step-by-step tutorial. Flacco, you should like write one for the website for us or something. I think that would be fun. And then it would give our website like actual content. That would be awesome. So
yeah, exactly.
There you go, from Flacco Jones. I don't see. Here's the thing, though. Here's my question: is that I'm a healer. Like, would that work for me? Because I constantly have to target other people and other things. And I'm assuming if he's playing like a warrior or any DPS type, it probably works a lot better. And especially if he's like questing more, it probably is a lot easier. But does he do dungeons with that too? Do you know?
I don't know, but I'm sure that you could make it work for you, though, if there's like some way to tweak it to make it work. But it would just be tricky. It would be off-putting because you would not be obviously used to it.
You would probably have to use like the buttons for targeting. Like I would have to have a way different configuration where the buttons would be targeting, like the shoulder buttons are targeting, and then like the face buttons are the different heals that I use most often. Like I don't know, that'd be tricky to do.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but I mean, still, like he said, I mean, they really could probably make it work on a console if they tweak things, you know, enough, but you know, whatever.
All right,
who knows, maybe it will come to a console.
I have a hard enough time going between, like, a trackball mouse with four buttons to, like, Ian's Naga. Like, I can't handle that. I don't know how I would use, like, a controller.
It's definitely like, something that I don't think that I would do, like, because it would just feel too weird. But if it was spelled out for me, like, if I was shown exactly how to use it, you know, maybe, like, that would make me feel a little bit better about it, but I don't know.
All right. Anyway. Let's go to the tweets at twitter.com/hordehouse. We only have a handful tonight. Speaking of Peter Uno, who was brought up a minute ago, he has his live blog of the show, and in it he answered the topic of the week. And his answer was, a server that requires to pass an IQ, ability, and personality test to join. No retards, noobs, or dicks. And then he did a little cheering emote icon. So he wants an IQ test, ability, and personality test. That's quite something. I just want...
You'd never make it on there, Ian.
Are you one of those jackasses in trade chat, Ian?
Oh no, I don't trade chat at all. I'm just like, I get into arguments with people who defend their badness in groups. Like, I'm not a dick outside of LFG, probably. I used to be a pretty big dick in LFG, but not so much anymore.
Now
you have to ask yourself, how did he get the raid leader position?
Because he told the truth.
Yeah,
they just don't want to hear it.
I gotta ask, what is, like, one of the, like, most jerk things you've ever done to someone?
Actually,
I have a story for this.
Oh, okay. Please, Kat, by all means.
Yeah, no, she actually, hers is much better than mine. So,
I was running a dungeon with some guildies, and first off, the healer says one rose per dungeon. It was so annoying. He, like, laid all these ground rules, and I'm like, you can leave, because I was tanking. And I was like, you can leave, because I was in a group with me and two other guildies, and so it was just two pugs. And the other two guildies were like, yeah, bye. And he's like, no, I'm getting into this. I'm finishing it, and we're just getting out of here. I can't waste my time. And I'm like, oh my God, you need to calm down. And it was just so, so annoying. And so we were in ZG, right? The one with the stupid snake boss at the end.
Beginning.
The fake snake boss, Hakkar, whatever. Anyways, we're not pulling this guy through this dungeon. Like, we'll get through everything else, and if he doesn't leave or we can't kick him or whatever, we'll wait until the last boss, and we'll kick him right before, and we'll just be huge dicks. Like, whatever. Like, I hate this guy. He just pissed me off. Like, you can't assume going in there that everyone's an idiot, because they're not, and I really hate that. I'm a little bit vengeful.
He was just a giant dick. He was like, I only res somebody once per dungeon. I don't heal people that stand in shit. And if a tank doesn't pop a cooldown, I'm just going to let you die, which is the most retarded thing in the world, because then everyone's going to die.
Wow. But, a healer with ground rules. I need to look into establishing some ground rules when I go into dungeons. Number one, you will address me as Miss. Number two...
Well, I was just thinking, I was like talking to this guy, I'm like, it's your job to heal people. Like, if you're not healing people, you're being bad. Like, what don't you understand about this? And he's like, I don't heal baddies. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
So you didn't just kick him right away? Because, like, I would have just kicked him before the dungeon even started. Oh, God.
Yeah, we could. We had to wait, like, 15 minutes or whatever.
So you dragged his ass all the way to the last boss, and then you kicked him?
Yeah. Well, we kept telling him how bad he was the entire way, and, like, how he's not doing his job, and, like, how healers have a big head, and blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, these are just the ground rules I set up. People follow them, blah, blah, blah. Like, I would have... Like, I know what I'm doing. I don't care if other people don't know. It's really hard to stand in shit and not learn your lesson. And I'm like, I have a crappy computer. Like, I don't see the stuff that I'm standing in until I'm, like, mostly dead. And, like, usually I can anticipate it and, like, try to self-heal or pop a cooldown or, you know, do something. But, like, my computer sucks. Like, it only goes so fast. And so, like, the one cauldron boss, like, I can't see what he's doing. And so, like, I have to really, really watch cast times. But then I get, like, tunnel visioned. And so it's just bad.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we were waiting, and we were trying to kick this guy, and he wouldn't. We were like, just leave, dude. Like whatever. He's like, no, I'm staying. So we tried to kick him. It didn't pass, and I don't know why. I don't remember. But we finally got to the last boss, and we just stood and waited for 2.5 hours. And he,
oh my god,
it was awesome.
He left and got reinvited with whoever was. I think it was a guildie that he was in there with. Guildie was silent, by the way. Like, he didn't even like stick up for this guy, and reinvited him. But then we finished the boss because he didn't get his valor points because it wasn't a random. And it was so awesome because nice. We got all of our points. He didn't get any, and he thought he was cheating the system. It was so beautiful.
Sweet justice.
Oh, my God. You waited 2.5 hours just to teach somebody a lesson.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
Payoff's a bitch.
Wow.
Seriously. Oh.
That's dedication. That's when you've signed up for the cause of being an asshole. That's great. I love it. All right. Wow. Going to some more tweets here. Essex22TN tweeted us and says, just started listening and thought you might want to let your guest know about the dial-in authentication. Last week we were having a chat about Authenticator and how there was no Authenticator on the account and he ended up getting hacked. Da, da, da. And throughout that whole conversation, no one had ever suggested, oh yeah, there's a dial-in authenticator that anybody can use.
Because nobody remembers
Nobody remembers that that exists, but I think that's a really good thing. I mean, we all forgot. I think that's a good thing to put out there, is that if you're too poor or don't want to wait or don't have a smartphone and you're going to lose your key fob or whatever, dial-in authenticator is an option. That's actually a really good idea. So everybody get some type of authenticator. Let's see. Huh? Oh.
I just giggled.
Oh, you giggled. Okay. It wasn't that funny. No, I'm kidding. Flaco Jones tweets us and says, I was telling Extifer about this website. I think it's the best place to plan your transmogrification look, and it's roleplaygear.wordpress.com. And I guess this is all like, this is kind of cute the way they've done that. It's stylish leather and stylish mail and all this stuff. And I guess it's going through some of these like different sets that you can customize your character with. That's actually pretty cool because it's stuff that's not just tier gear. So
you should say that website again.
Sure. It's roleplaygear.wordpress.com, and that's roleplaygear all one word.
Yeah. Jim was showing, Flaco Jones was showing me, how the, tier gear, non tier gear for paladins looked, from Burning Crusade. Or I guess it was just plate gear, right, that you could get from Heroics in Burning Crusade. And it was awesome looking. And he's like, I want to get this set now that I know this is out there because it looks really awesome. And not a lot of people are probably going to go for it. And I'll look unique and I'll still be able to wear, you know, my epic gear or whatever. Hmm. If I have epic gear on, you know, that is. But whatever.
I'm looking at this. There's a plate gear set. I've never heard of this. There's a plate gear set on this website they have called the Jade Set, and it's from like level 39 to 54, just random Azeroth drops. And it's just basically a chick in a green bra and panties, and I'm like, oh, I totally want my dwarf in that. That's awesome.
Oh, gosh.
Look at the blood scale set. It's pretty pink for you.
Oh, I'm looking at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, the shield, it isn't a heart, but it looks like she's carrying around a mushroom or something. That's kind of cute. I like that.
Kinky.
All right.
Oh, God.
That's what he goes for.
Hey, I'm a dwarf. What can I say? All right. Let's see.
If you're going to play it, you're going to play it stupid.
Peeker Uno had tweeted us something outside the live blog, and it's something that we didn't mention during the news. I should bring this up. I guess they have done these official like Blizzard tutorial videos this week, and one of them, or at least the first one that they did, is about, has your World of Warcraft account been hacked? Watch this. And it's like a support video, but it's narrated by some British folks. And so it's all accent. And Pikaruno wanted us to know they don't say transmogrification in the video, unfortunately. Or transmogrify. So.
But buzzkill.
You can watch
By the way, why are all of the girl sets so slutty? Like, I have to make a male character for anything to look, like, remotely, like, scary, being, like, a prop paladin. And that makes me angry.
Yeah,
all the
like
girls
slutty.
Have, like, belly shirts and shit.
They're, like, not wearing shirts. They're wearing, like, plate bras. Like, that would be so uncomfortable.
You're talking to Rob, who's, like, a stupid, spoiled whore. So.
Hey, that might be kind of true. All right.
I didn't say it. You did.
Pod Culture tweeted us a link, and it's kind of something that I might bring up on Orange Lounge Radio, my other show tomorrow, too, but it does have a Warcraft tie-in. And he tweets us to this website that is running a report about, let's see, the title here, Lowell Mom, I guess that's a city, Lowell Mom lured teen 16 for sex using World of Warcraft video game. And so, let's see, I guess it was this chick, 35-year-old mother of five, lured a minor for sex after meeting him while playing an online video game, which was World of Warcraft. She was sentenced to 7 years in prison and had to pay restitution to the victim. She pleaded guilty to receiving child pornography. So she met this 15-year-old boy on World of Warcraft and clearly got obscene pictures. Traveled to Buffalo in 2010 to have sex with him when he was 16. And clearly this is all WoW's fault, right?
Yeah, WoW creates incredibly creepy, sadistic people. That's how it is.
I love this in the story. This is my favorite part of the story. Jenkins, who's the suspect, allegedly made contact with the 15-year-old boy with the World of Warcraft video game, where players can talk with each other, according to the U.S. attorney.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's what this Warcraft thing is all about. You mean in Warcraft, you talk to each other?
I know, seriously.
Well, shit, no one told me that.
Imagine that, an MMO where people talk to each other.
There's a brand new thing. It's called the internet.
I think even in the Disney MMOs, you can talk to each other. Like, you have to use pre-selected words and phrases, but you can still talk to each other.
Exactly.
When the boy's parents took away his cell phone, she bought him a new phone and drove to New York to have sex with the boy in a parking lot.
What?
She also called the boy a coward and threatened to kill herself if he broke off the relationship, according to the report.
Oh my God.
What?
So clearly, this bitch got issues. Never mind
crazy
that she
bitch.
Has five other kids of her own. And she's running off to Buffalo to stalk some other kid. I mean, clearly this has nothing to do with World of Warcraft whatsoever. But I guess, according to the local media, World of Warcraft enabled this because you can talk to each other.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What a sick, sad world we live in. At least the parents took away the cell phone. I mean. I might have locked him in his room and fed him only bread and water, and I don't know, maybe canceled the WoW account, but call me crazy.
Yeah, it's just
I would ground him from pussy for at least, like, 4 months.
Well,
at least.
Although, here's the thing, though, guys. It's not, I mean, he is 15 or 16, and while I would say you are getting to the age where you're kind of old enough to know better, in the eyes of the law, he is still a minor. This is her fault, not his.
Yeah, totally her fault. She's an idiot. Stupid people.
She needs to be grounded from pussy for a long time. Her pussy needs to be grounded. All right. Let's see. And lastly, one last tweet here from Virtual Ghosted. It tweets us saying, "So, I quit WoW 7 months ago. Should I start back again? I vote no, though I'll never quit Horde House." I feel like that was like kind of like saying I wish I knew how to quit you, but not.
I have to say I'm having thoughts about.
Yeah, you are.
What?
Yeah, you are. Come on back.
That? Are you having dirty thoughts?
Yeah.
They're over 18 though, right?
They're all about you.
That was directed to Kat.
Awkward silence.
Oh, Rob.
You're disgusting. So wait.
You know what? Thank you.
What are you really having thoughts of? You're having thoughts of going back to WoW? You're thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it,
but only for the, you know, satisfaction of hanging out with my guildies, you know, and stuff like that, I don't think I would want to raid again. Just because I have, like, so much now going on in terms of doing the whole gym thing and, like, not having enough time, I don't think, to do that. But I would love to, like, come back and, like, you know, when people are on, you know what I mean? Like, it's because WoW is just as much about the social aspect as it is about, you know, playing the game.
Yeah, I pay $15 a month to raid 13 hours a week and have a social network for the other however many hours.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. It's just thoughts right now. And actually, I'm thinking possibly about doing it the week of BlizzCon, because I feel like BlizzCon will, like, fuel the fire in me, you know?
Like, oh, so many shinies.
I know. It'll, like, you know, once they start talking about pandas, I'll be like, holy fuck, yeah, I want to roll a fucking panda.
Well, and
roll a fucking panda right when it fucking comes out.
And with those, and with the nerfs coming into Firelands, we're going to start getting alt raids together, XO, if you wanted to raid.
Oh, yeah. And that I wouldn't imagine would take, like, too much of my time.
It'd be like, it's like one night a week is all we're going to put into it.
Yeah.
With the real ID dungeon finder, Extover, if you come back, I will make it a priority to get one of my hordies to 85, like my priest or something, so we can run dungeons together.
Nice. Yeah, so, you know, whatever. I'm not committing totally to the idea, but I mean, we'll see.
You're experimenting a little bit.
I am.
You're throwing it out there. You're throwing it against the wall and seeing if it sticks.
Yeah. I guess.
All right. So I guess no pressure. I guess to respond to Virtual Ghosted, here's what you should do, Virtual Ghosted. You should come back again when Exto comes back. Like, it would be like a sign of solidarity. Like, that's what you should do. You guys should sign a pact that you'll come back to WoW together.
Fuck no, I don't know this person.
You're so kind.
Wait, is he hot?
I.
Because, okay, if so, I'm that easy. I'm not going to lie.
Send your pics to hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, because Extover wants to see if you're worth it. All right.
And I'll take any size. It doesn't matter with me.
Oh, boy.
Wow. All right. How appropriate that is the last tweet.
I mean, you can't have, like, a little knob. I mean, come on. There has to be a little, you know, substance down there. Little bun in the oven. I guess that would mean you're pregnant. So don't be pregnant.
A pregnant
is what
man.
I'm saying. I just don't require babies, is all.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a sign of a healthy relationship. No babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of a 20-year age difference and 5 kids, you know, like that one crazy lady. Yeah. Wow. Okay. On that note, I have to say, I'm very happy to see this show is coming to a close. So,
sad.
First off, no. Well, I am sad to say goodbye to Kat and Ian, because you guys were great as you were last time. So thank you guys for being on the show tonight.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sure.
You said my name first. Ha ha.
And short notice too. I appreciate it.
Yes, because we are taping on an off night for us. So I do appreciate you guys being here, and feel free to come back again and be all cute and coupley and all that stuff. So,
yeah, okay. Please be all cute and coupley and poor coupley.
Kat, I'll start with you since you seem to like it when I say your name first. Kat, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Play alts.
And do you have any plugs? I always have to ask guests. Do you have anything you want to plug, like Twitter or a website or anything?
No, I'm boring.
All right, Ian. Thank you for being here on the show. Do you have any final thoughts for listeners?
Not really. People should not give up on WoW quite yet. Wait till they hear the next expansion is going to have pandas on it, and then you can give up.
And do you have anything you want to plug?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. I will say my final thought tonight is if she has 5 kids and you're only 16, it's probably not a good idea. And
I'll go figure.
And 4 is okay, but not 5.
That's my little you know, G.I. Joe, like, good learning real life tip there at the end of the show. And I just want to plug the other show that I do, Orange Lounge Radio, live Sunday nights at All Games Radio, www.orangeloungeradio.com. Extover,
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
I mean, if you really think that the person on the other end is, like, in love with you, maybe you should give it a shot. I mean, I'm not, like, condoning, like that kind of thing, but, like, if you want to go out and meet some random person that might be twice your age, like, give it a shot. It's them that's going to land in prison, not you. So you're, wow, like, off scot-free.
And do you have anything you want to plug, Extrover?
I would like to plug nothing.
All right. Then that's going to do it for another episode of Horde House. Thank you guys for downloading our show and supporting it. We appreciate it. It was episode 40 tonight. Woohoo. So hopefully.
And by nothing, I mean a big ol' asshole.
Wow. That's going to do it for sure. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.